Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
We made it to Friday.
Yeah, yes. Weekend, baby.
It is feeling good on this Friday, June 12th. Okay, let's start, because this is all my feel-good timeline today. Mm-hmm. Now, it comes from some heaviness. This is all coming from all the protesting that we saw after the killing of George Floyd, and then, you know, Ahmaud Arbery before that, Breonna Taylor. It was just like bam, bam,
yes,
bam, right?
Heavy.
But this is all feel-good. These are real things that are happening. Got to start at the national level. President Trump finalizing an executive order on police reform. Did you heard about this? Did you know this?
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, focusing on the use of force. Now, he says he's not looking at defunding police departments, and there are many layers to that. On the face of it, a lot of people don't really get it. They don't understand, but he is saying that no to defunding. We knew that, but I'm encouraged that he's putting together something, and it includes looking at police brutality. I don't know if it goes far enough, but he's talking about it. Mm.
Yeah, that's what his mouth say, man. That's what your mouth say.
Yeah.
All
right.
I don't believe you.
Okay, let's go to Louisville. Maybe we'd be on board with this one. The city council, they voted unanimously to ban no-knock warrants after the death of Breonna Taylor, and it is named Breonna's Law.
Wow.
Yeah, it is named Breonna's Law. Of course, this young woman was shot 8 times when officers entered her apartment March 13th. They were executing a no-knock warrant. Shot 8 times. This is a law that will live long after her short life was just cut short, I should say, but it is named for her. All right, a little bit lighter now. Mm-hmm. The company behind Band-Aid, you know, Band-Aid is one of those things that you just, when you say, it's really a bandage.
I am stuck on Band-Aid, Band-Aid stuck on me.
Now, you don't have to have a peach-colored Band-Aid stuck on you if you're a person of color.
Oh, nice.
Because they have come out with a variety of skin tones, you know, that match. Yeah, so not just that flesh, I'm putting flesh in quotes, flesh color that didn't match a lot of our flesh tones. So they're coming out with this new line of Band-Aids. We're not sure when it'll hit store shelves, but there it is. Now, I'm going to throw a little something on it. Though this company was founded in 1920, 100 years ago. But you know what? Better late than never.
And you know the black Band-Aid is going to be hot.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
It is. I just, Band-Aids just don't fix all the issues.
Oh, how about that, Sean? Look
it
at
just
Sean
doesn't.
Indeed.
No matter what color you color it, you know, Sean, there's a lot of issues.
Sean, you know you put that mercury come on and that Band-Aid your grandma told you to keep it moving.
Now they got to come up with some different color for the pink lotion that takes care of everything. What's that called? Yeah.
Mercury comb?
It's the Calamine lotion. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And last but not least, history. History is being made on primetime TV, y'all. 28-year-old Matt James is the new Bachelor. Okay, so what? Matt's black. He's the first black lead on the show in the history of the franchise. He was going to be just a contestant on this upcoming season, but after the show shut down in March and everything happened and people are looking at race, they were like, you in the back.
Yeah.
Matt, come on, you're the Bachelor.
But sisters, don't get excited. He prefers white girls, he said, so there you go.
Who, he said that?
Yeah, but that's what they said on social media.
No, I don't believe it. Oh, anyway, that's on my time.
Have a seat, sisters.
Oh, bum, 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 bum.
We'll be talking about what's some good going on this weekend in the DMV. We'll talk about it coming up on WHUR.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.